Affordable housing for elderly citizens remains scarce in Anchorage now that the municipality is home to almost half the senior citizens in the state of Alaska. To help, Anchorage's NeighborWorks cut the ribbon on its new 20-unit senior housing complex in the city's midtown in mid-September. The new Connolly Square opened to music and fanfare. The senior housing project, with 20 units, is already at capacity, since many seniors on a long waiting list for affordable housing were ready to move in. The units will be available for tenants before the holidays, according to Debbie Mahoney, the executive director of NeighborWorks. The nonprofit builds and rents low-cost and affordable housing in Anchorage.
So affordable is kind of a tricky word. We usually say that we work with people that need low to moderate income housing.
Some senior citizens don't have much more than Social Security income. Mahoney says most of the tenants for the new senior complex are women, although a few couples will share the comfortable one-bedroom apartments. NeighborWorks received a $4 million grant from HUD to build the complex.
The great thing about the HUD program is that there's the capital for the construction of the building, but there also is project-based rental assistance, and that's what helps operate the building because we're only charging the residents up to 30% of their income. Their income might be just $12,000 annually.
But 20 units is barely a blip on the radar of upcoming senior housing needs. Linda Meyer is Senior Services Coordinator for the Municipality of Anchorage. She spoke at the Connolly Square grand opening.
We are in the midst of a silver tsunami. In the next two decades, baby boomers, all 76 million of us that were born between 1946 and 1964, will be turning 65 years old.
Meyer says Anchorage now is home to 41% of all the 60-plus-year-old people in the state. And the city is scrambling to address the needs of an increasingly aging population. In her office, overlooking busy L Street, Meyer says the recent numbers on seniors in Anchorage and in Alaska denote an unprecedented demographic shift in the country. By 2030, one-fifth of the residents of Anchorage will be 60 years old, and that presents challenges in housing and transportation, among other areas.
As our population continues to grow older, will be access to medical care. I think we also in our community will be looking at a workforce issue as well, training up and hiring enough people that will be available to care for an aging population.
That goes along with recent views on elder care, which have shifted from nursing home care to community-based care. As the need grows for more medical personnel and assistant staff to help oldsters who are living independently, Meyer says doors open for employment opportunities.
Growing older does not necessarily mean that you're going to need assistance, but what we do know is that as we become old, say 85 and older, many of us will require some type of in-home care. And having an adequate workforce to deal with that is going to be very vital for this community.
Some senior housing complexes, like Connolly Square, do not provide nursing care for its residents, but tenants are allowed to bring in any type of help that they need. Meyer says home and housing is the foundation on which long-term support services are built. NeighborWorks is planning to build a larger senior complex to address that need.